Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think we did it! Boom, boom, bing, bang, boom, bing, bang, boom. Tattoo. Bum, bum, be, bum, boom, boom. 29 seconds. Ooh, 29 seconds, baby.
So where were we?
So we saw the concert. It was great, right? It was nice being out. It was nice food.
The food is great.
Lovely drinks. I have mocktails. They are, how would you describe a mocktail? I guess it's kind of like, it's like a sort of combination of different drinks to create a taste. But often it would have alcohol in, and these ones don't have alcohol in. So mocktails.
They make a mockery of a cocktail.
I don't know where the name comes from, but that's what it's a mocktail is like, a sort of non-alcoholic mixture of drinks. And it's really lovely and overpriced. And I felt a little bit uncomfortable about being, you know, there. Anyway, so we left, and as we were driving home up the A41, why don't you tell the ladles and jelly spoons what we saw?
Well, it was quite late.
Very late.
So whenever
about
I see
half 11.
Whenever I see cars in a lay-by that late, I always think, dogger. And I said it just as we drove close enough to be able to see.
Two cars parked behind each other.
And it was. Either that, or he'd got himself trapped in a window.
But well,
and his trousers trapped around his ankles.
His trousers and pants were around his ankles. Yeah. He's in a lay-by. So it's the A41. It's a dual carriageway.
It wasn't behind any bushes or anything.
It was there. You could see it from the road.
It was the full moon. Yeah.
The door of the car was open. The door of the car was open. It wasn't the window, and he was there.
Oh, so he can't have been trapped then, can he?
Trousers and his pants around his. Getting some bum on the A41. We did, David. We got some bum on the A41. We didn't want it. His trousers and pants were around his ankles. Yeah. It was...
Maybe he was being rescued. Maybe he'd had an unfortunate trouser accident and they were the trouser
police.
We've all done it.
Come in. Let me come in. Just stand still. It's going to hurt. Stand still. I'm just going to do it in one, two. It was... it was incredible. And then there was another lay-by, and we saw a car slowing down as it approached the lay-by. We assumed, because he'd seen the one happening before and wanted to
thought
see if there was any
thought there'd be a terrible accident.
It was...
good morning, lovely, lovely.
It wasn't good. It was bloody horrible. Mm. They might have been sucking the poison out. We just don't know.
Yeah.
I've never...
We spent a long time thinking about the different scenarios, didn't we?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. I always thought dogging, I've never come across a dogger. Oh, please. But I always assumed it was like done in like places where you couldn't see it. You know, talk about lay-bys.
You wouldn't walk your dog in the lay-by in the A41.
This wasn't a lay-by. You know, some lay-bys, they're hidden. This wasn't. It was there. It was all going on.
Wow. I mean, people
But was he wearing a mask? Someone wasn't.
I think it's what Rihanna was singing about when she said she found love in a hopeless place. It was the inside of the A41.
It was the most unsexy scenario for making love, making mouth love.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum.
Paul Briggs. Bring Paul Briggs'
comment. There are other places. Could you be more precise about the lay-by location so I know to avoid it, of course?
It was about 2 miles up from the M25 on the A41. I didn't. James says, I hope you beeped. I didn't beep. No,
we were caught in the
trap. I always beep someone who's having a pee by the side of the road. Always. And I would love it done to me as well. But we didn't beep because we were like,
what?
No, his bum wasn't hanging out the window. He wasn't in the car. So the car was parked. The driver's door was open. And he,
I'll be the man.
No, I don't want
imagine
you
to... Me all right, no tra- so I'm, imagine me with no trousers
I'm the
on.
Driver. The door is open.
And that's us. What? Going past going, what?
That is... That is not cool. That is not cool. That is not cool. That has made me
and
feel
also,
nauseous.
On a Sunday.
Yeah, that was disrespectful to Jesus. Bum day. Come on.
Let's get the bloody thing going.
Come on, let's, I think what the someone was saying in that scenario. I don't know who.
We couldn't believe our eyes, could we?
No, could not.
And we spent the whole ride home trying to talk ourselves out of it.
Hey, then the mystery continued, right? Then we came back to my house because she'd been drinking. So she stayed, right? And what did we find in the vestibule? You probably don't remember, you're too pissed.
I wasn't. What did we find in the vestibule?
A little pack. Someone had left a little package.
Yes, you stood on it.
Yeah, what was in it? Can you not remember this?
Cat biscuits. I can't remember what I did yesterday and
strawberries.
I was sober.
Strawberries
right, yes.
From Dave next door.
Right.
So I texted Dave to thank him for the strawberries. He went, weren't from me.
It's not a reference to strawberry thief.
Well, it has to be. It has to be a reference to the strawberry thief. Now, I live on a very quiet street where there aren't that many people. Could be Betty next door. I've lost her. I've not seen her, so I'll ask her. But I think I'm being trolled. Someone left some strawberries in my porch.
It was a strawberry trap because we walked on them.
Someone left strawberries in my... Is it? I mean, I've eaten them.
Have you?
I've had them. Bit of yogurt. It's nice. A bit of yogurt and blueberries. Nice. Hey, man, I'm tripping. But who? Mandy says, do not eat them. Too late. I thought they were from Dave, so I ate them. And not from Dave. So, you know, that's freaky, right?
Yeah. And they look like homemade ones as well. They weren't shop ones, were they?
It was Amir Khan. Amit Khan says, lonely God, potential racism. Amir Khan, I believe you mean. Although, what did Shappy keep calling it, Amir Khan?
Imran.
All the time. To that point when you think, right, mustn't say that again. I've just said it again. You know, she kept, it was that. Hello and alive. Welcome to the non-pots. We've got 114 of you, which is just exactly the right number.
That's what we were hoping for.
I need some help.
Okay? Oh.
I have had a really silly idea of, for my kids and her kids, having a fete in the back garden. Right, just having a fete, just for us. And I'm going to give the kids, we're going to give them some 10 pences or something and they can pay for the thing, you know. And we've already got a tombola.
Mm-hmm.
We've got apple bobbing. Not whack-a-mole. What's the one where it goes down a drain? Is that whack-a-mole?
Splat the rat.
We'll have a splat the rat, right? Laced with LSD. I do remember Mike Mendoza. I heard a tape of that one. Splat the rat. So I'm up. Maybe we'll get a hooky duck.
Mm.
Me and
Can we get something that spins them round? What can we get?
Something that spins them round. What?
You.
Okay. Me and my 9-year-old... In fact, I wonder if I've had an email about that. Let's check my emails. Oh, I've had an email about it. Oh, this is the best. Me and my 9-year-old have had the best idea for a surprise for the fete. It's happening. The fete is Wednesday, the 28th of July. We got the best surprise. And my 9-year-old and me, we came up with it. And we went, oh, that's good. Can't wait to tell them. Then we both went, Let's tell nobody. It is the best thing, and it's happening. Just had an email saying it is happening.
Gosh.
Enjoyed this short podcast and would like to hear more, head to patreon.com/IanandKatherine for longer podcasts, full shows and loads of other perks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.